Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, oh Lord, my God, I thank you for the grace to be a believer, both in thought and in deed. I'm grateful to you, Almighty God, my God, that I have the grace to be a believer in thought and in deed. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God now. Tell God. Say, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy and bring me out of every adversity in the name of Jesus Christ. Gracious God, my Heavenly Father, please have mercy on me. Bring me out of every adverse situation. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Psalm 14, verse 1. Psalm 14, verse 1. I read from the New International Version. I read now. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. Full stop. Praise God. With the abundant and overwhelming evidence around us, it is only a fool who will say that there is no God. Well, that is why most of them do not say it out loud with their mouths. They only say it to themselves in their hearts. Let's look at it. The same Psalm 14 verse 1 from the Free Bible Version, FBV. I read, only fools tell themselves God doesn't exist. They are completely immoral. They commit terrible sins. Not a single one of them does anything good. Full stop. As you can see, the fools need to say it to themselves repeatedly to quieten or to deaden their conscience so that the conscience will not trouble them for the abominable sins that they commit every day. It is their own way of toughening or hardening their hearts against any inner conviction. So, the fool is the person who tells, the person who teaches, the person who preaches to convince himself or herself that there is no God. So, the fool and other atheists like him are still believers. It's just that they manage to believe a lie, the lie that God does not exist. And since the way a person believes is the way he will behave or the way he will live, the atheists or the fools are living a lie here on earth while the dire consequences are awaiting them in eternity. The subtle seed of unbelief or wrong belief is first sown in the heart of a person. Let us therefore guard our hearts jealously against every suggestion of atheism. Let's guard our hearts against every evil seed. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you that we are believers. We thank you that we believe in you. We believe you are our God. You are our maker. That's why we are able to walk with you. Lord, help us, Father, by your grace, to guard our hearts jealously against every seed of unbelief, against every seed, no matter how subtle, of atheism. May you remain real in our consciousness all the days of our life, real to us in every way. Thank you, Holy Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.